The Yin Yang Twins?
Yeah.
You know, the fact that I caught that like that is true musicality.
What you talking about? You talking about some Beyonce Yaya? We talking about the original Yaya.
Yeah, true musicality.
Anyway, welcome back.
Welcome back.
To part two.
Straight into it.
Damn.
Straight into it. It's midnight. It's midnight.
Might not make it to church in the morning. It's a very high possibility that we not gonna make it.
We'll keep dying burdens. Lay it down, just show up. I wake up at 9:30 and text the bitch and say, "Sister, we going?" And he don't respond in 30. Or text back, "Thy burdens will be laid."
I seen that Donald Duck motherfucking Jiffy.
Thy burdens will be laid.
Nah, just leave it early.
But anyway, so these abusers. You want to start with DDG or you want to start with Tory?
I want to start with Tory because DDG going to take me a minute. Actually, we could spend 30 apiece on them, honestly.
Tory Lanez.
Sighs in Spanish.
Ay, Dios mío. I think it bothers me to use yourself getting stabbed. Hate they didn't finish the job. To use that as a way to garner sympathy, to attempt to receive bail. And then for your legal team, and at this point, honestly, I feel like his legal team is just milking him for money. Because there is no way we are presenting clear hearsay of a bodyguard that was not
in attendance.
In attendance of the fuck shit. First off, why does this broad have a bodyguard? With whose money? Who is walking up to her tomorrow saying, "Oh my God, you're Kelsey"?
What does she do? Exactly.
Exactly. What the fuck are we saying here? What the fuck are we talking about? Y'all think a man, first off, to say that you are trying to protect someone because she has a child and you didn't want to take her away from her child, but would get yourself in a situation to where you will be sentenced to prison as if you don't have a child, makes no fucking sense. It doesn't add up.
Plus, if that's the case, the evidence wouldn't have made sense for them to charge
people,
you on that.
People are still online arguing, trying to say there was no gun residue on his hands. Bitch, clearly you don't read. Because the paperwork literally says there was gun residue on his hands and in the vehicle.
And this is what I said on TikTok. You bitches and y'all think pieces and all of a sudden becoming lawyers and private investigators when barely any of you hoes made it past high school because of No Child Left Behind is crazy.
And if you was in my era, most of you did not pass the graduation exam the first, second, or third time. And if you from way, way back in my day, when I was in the 251, most of y'all bitches were not passing the CRT with the appropriate scores, more less the SAT. So a lot of y'all started taking the SAT when you got to high school and college. The SAT and the 251 was a standard testing mechanism to know who was going to private school and who was going to stay their ass in at that public.
We started SAT in third grade.
See, amen. Amen. Shout out to the country schools. Amen. Keeping that thing alive.
That's how we got funding.
Keeping that thing alive. Because I don't, some of these other schools, they lost the plot. When I moved up yonder and found out them bitches weren't taking CRTs and SAT, I was shell shocked. Because what do you mean? What do you mean?
Y'all people don't have no testing weeks. We had those periods, those like those last couple, maybe the month of May, it's nothing but straight testing.
Yeah, your finals. Your final test on whatever you just last studied, that's it.
Oh, no, so they we were standardized testing.
They didn't have that here. Well, in probably Montgomery, they didn't do that in those schools. I was very much shell shocked. Kindergartners
were testing.
Shell shocked. Fucked me up. My biggest question was, how do they know if y'all slow or not? So I'm looking around, and some of y'all.
Then we switched to the ACT, and the ACT prep started in what, fourth grade?
They didn't prep them for ACT. A lot of people, and I think that's why a lot of people end up failing, like that first time taking it. Like a lot of my friends, only they made like 13 and 14 that first and second time.
You know, there's different forms of tests that we was taking from the fourth grade. They not necessarily, it's ACT prep, but it's an ACT for that grade. And then it's like, mm-hmm. It goes into like what that grade knows and what the school knows. It also went into our grade. You know, when they graded each school in the state. Yeah, mm-hmm. They went to that.
Yeah, they weren't doing that. But see, these type of things right here shows that a lot of people.
Reading is fundamental.
And comprehension. To be able to read.
A lot of you bitches don't have comprehension skills when it comes to reading and listening.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you bitches don't actively listen.
Mm.
You bitches just hear.
Mm.
There's a difference between listening and hearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's also a difference between actively listening and passively listening. Mm. Those are two different things. There's also a difference in listening to respond.
Mm.
And listening to understand. And then what's the other one? Listen to respond. Listen to understand. That's another one. But yeah, I just study show.
We wouldn't be in this situation if he just shut the fuck up. Quite literally. When the situation, I think people forget that when the situation even came about, it was 6 weeks after. A month and a half is when we found out about this. So people blaming Megan for this, it's just crazy. Because Megan didn't tell anybody.
She didn't.
All he had to do was shut up, but he instigated the situation and got himself in trouble.
With the state of California?
Why are you over here? You not even a legal citizen of these United States.
Even with that, California is among the states that have one of the strictest gun laws.
Correct. And the fact that he had been caught not one, not two, but three times.
Oh yeah, they were seeing you up the creek.
Because he's already a fucking felon.
Yeah, they was gonna send you up the creek regardless. And then a lot of y'all talking about some, oh well, Megan testified. When you're called by the state to testify, you show up or you're going to jail. Same thing with Cassie. Y'all talking about that too. Either you show up.
What they say? Either you show up or they show up. Now you pick which one.
You pick which one.
you pick which one.
Because I would rather show up.
Because they have to come to you.
Hey, no, can I just go ahead and put your hands behind your back?
Yeah. I think people really forget that, and I think it's very... This situation is so stupid, and it just shows, again, I do agree with you, people don't listen. They really don't want to listen. People want to believe what they want to believe. And for you motherfucking niggas and these support groups, this petition y'all have raised, let's see here. We have Drake. You don't even like Tory. You don't like this man so much that when he asked you to do a song with him, you told him no. When he covered a song that's yours, you had it taken down. So for you to produce this to say free Tory just goes to show that you are one hateful human being. Hateful. And we cannot be upset. Competing with the girls is not what you're supposed to do. Y'all BBLs can't look the same.
Drake,
They can't look the same. You cannot have the body that Megan has. Genetics is kind of important here.
Bitch, speaking of which, you know, since we're talking about Drake, you know, I was on TikTok live with a couple of bitches who are from Toronto themselves. Mm-hmm. No bitches don't like him.
Nobody likes
that. They make him be at a bar and they just tip on past him.
Nobody likes that young biracial because he has always thought he is more than what he truly is.
Yeah, they say he grew up on the white side of the tracks.
He did. Because your daddy's from Memphis. You grew up with your Caucasian mother.
In Toronto, Canada.
That's a white boy. Who's next? Trippie Redd, an abuser. No surprise there. Basically a band of abusers supporting abusers. What is that? Poppy Can, whatever. He's Jamaican, so I'm not surprised at that. What is surprising though, you did a song with Megan. And I think that's the same thing that had her and what's that young man's name? The short one. He abusive too. Oh my gosh, what's his name? The Baby.
Oh.
That's what caused them to fall out. Because how are you doing all these songs with this girl, but then you go and support this man who's done something to her? You see how those things don't match here? They don't match.
His career has not been the same.
And it... Rightfully so. It already wasn't that good. Every song sounds the same.
It does.
But it'll be coming in making about how her rap flow and it doesn't change it a lot. No. It does. But that little nigga right there...
Every song has the same beat. It's like Ice Spice, but for niggas...
I don't even know why y'all was listening to that anyway, but I digress, you know, I guess. But I'm not surprised from a Jamaican man. They're known to be abusive anyway, so I digress. Kodak, crackhead black. And that's not allegedly. That is actual factual. The proof is literally on the fucking internet. An abuser. Sexual and physical. I don't even know why he's talking. I just don't. And as a matter of fact, he has an ongoing case right now.
He does. I keep forgetting y'all can't see me. He does.
I don't even know why. You want that goddamn camera so bad.
Yes.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Kanye West. There's no need.
There's just no need.
Need to go find you some more penis to suck. If you miss it that bad, find a new one. You shouldn't have been touching on your cousin's penis anyway, but I digress. I don't know who the fuck Joyner Lucas? I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is or what he does.
Who?
Joyner.
Oh, he's not a rapper.
What he rap?
Great question. He's from Massachusetts.
Who the what? They got rappers out there? They got hoods out there?
Yeah.
In Massachusetts?
Yeah, Boston is right there.
Oh,
you know how many niggas live up north?
I don't be writing them as hood. I'm sorry.
Like, hey, I would say you've been to Connecticut?
Hell no.
Straight hood.
I thought they probably had better living up north. You know they claim,
I don't know
they
who
be,
this man is.
You know they claim they be proper. They be real. They have real proper living.
They're not. It's not.
Not that dirty. That's rude. A Boogie. With the hoodie.
He only a feature nigga anyway.
He what?
He's only a feature nigga anyway.
Uh-oh. Don't know about that.
Okay, when have you ever heard an A Boogie album?
I've never heard an A Boogie song. So, there's that. Ty Heroin Dollar Sign.
Another feature, nigga.
I don't understand at all. I really, 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 really don't. And you know what's crazy? Everybody on this list has a career that has been laid by the wayside in the past 5 years.
Why, yes. Why, yes. What else did you expect?
Pathetic.
What else did you expect?
Pathetic. I don't like that. And it's the constant harassment that I think really bothers me. Not only by him, but by other people in general. And people have taken, I think, this situation and just used it to harass and harass more, because now it's like every little thing that she does garners negative attention. Prime example, the Met Gala.
Her speech.
People couldn't even allow her to get to the actual event to present her actual outfit before tearing her down. And while some people just were doing it because they considered themselves fashionista, but they don't get invited to these kinds of things because no one knows you. It's also, I think it should be very hard to be judging someone on how they look and how they dress, and you don't look the part, nor dress the part, nor are able to afford the par. You see, none of these pieces fit.
See, trying to judge somebody based on how they look and how they dress when the things you just listed, on top of nobody's calling you and asking you, do you think you can wear my brand on the Met Gala carpet? Mm. Do you think you can wear my brand in this picture? And I'm not talking about some random ass motherfucking jurist spot calling you asking you, can you wear that goddamn necklace in your next photo
with fake diamonds.
Bitch, Tom Ford ain't called you. Help you on the fake diamonds. Versace has not called you. You were not asked to put this on. This was not, your clothes are not even tailored to your body.
Ah, amen. Your clothes are not one of one.
The only one.
You know, there are shoes that you can get made like that. They cost a pretty penny. Mm. You have to go to the UK for them. Literally, and when I say they are made so for you down to every single detail, the next person that wears the same size as you would not be able to put their foot in that shoe.
That's probably why Mary J got on them boots.
Come on. You may take them. I bet you'll never wear them.
It won't be comfortable.
Because they're not. I'm talking about they literally cut and detailed to the exact shape of your foot. There's no way.
That sounds lovely. Let me get me some money to buy 2 pairs.
I swear. But your clothes are... You are standardized white shaped clothing. Hello. White based BMI. Hello. Amen. Go to hell.
I just don't understand y'all. And then y'all be protecting the abusers, defending them, descending the fuck out of them. But the person who is the victim, y'all always drag them to fucking hell. Again, core evidence is right there. Documentation is right there. It's all there. You just choose to jump over it because it doesn't fit whatever narrative you're trying to push. It doesn't fit the thoughts that are in your mind, which make you uncomfortable, which you need to go see a therapist.
And then it's the whole, oh, we're still tearing down a black man. He's Canadian. He's not black. Black is specific
to the U.S.
to the U.S. motherfucking A. That is specific to us. Black Americans. No fucking black. They're just Canadian. They're just Canadian. All of them. They just Canadian.
Bitch. Again, was on the fucking goddamn TikTok live with the Canadians not too long ago. Bitch, them all said, yeah, we don't really experience racism up here. The most people that get the racism is the foreigners.
Quite literally. Why? Because Canada is literally built on... It's literally built on race mixing. Quite literally.
Yeah. Remember, people, don't piss Canada off. Remember last time they did it, they had to write the Geneva Convention. Them bitches were... But yeah. Weird.
Tearing down a black man. He don't even sing that good.
On the one Tory song I like.
He 5'2". Now, he's a sexual abuser. People are mad that she lied about sleeping with him. First off, it ain't our motherfucking business. If it ain't got nothing to do with a child, it is not our business for real who people sleeping with.
Ain't nobody asked you about that man you slept with for $10, but hey, we've been minding our business ever since.
I hope it was more than 10. Nasty bitch.
The favorites gotta start somewhere.
No, hell. Let me tell you something. I was always told you should at least get $40 to $50. That's starter price. At least.
She was a fairy. Yup. She was a fairy. Yup.
You should at least get you sit on that thing, you at least got $40 to $50 between your legs.
He was a savior. He was a savior. He was a savior. The son of Christ, he went and died for your sins. In 3 days, he rose. Yeah, go end with that one.
My God.
But
that, and for her to say, every time she did sleep with him, she was sloppy drunk. That's a plot. If someone is intentionally...
Whoa. Rape?
Technically.
Because she was sloppy drunk. She had no way to consent.
Right. But she still owned it. She said, regardless, I still did it. She said, I was sloppy drunk. Like, I did it. But I was drunk. And the 2 times I did it, I was drunk as hell. A split decision. We do it all the time. Uh-huh. Like, but also, he knew that girl was drunk. He knew that girl was drunk. He also knew she was sad. Again, she even said it. We bonded over the loss of our mothers. He lost his mom years ago. I had lost my mom 2 years ago. That was our bonding point. We know, because that is key manipulation, that some people do use those moments to make their move. And he did that. He did. And slept with her friend. Now, whichever one he slept with first, again, ain't nobody's business. Hell, it wasn't even theirs. Now, is it weird that you would sleep with 2 friends and then they conveniently find out? Absolutely. That's fucking weird. That's weird. But...
Doing that intentionally is crazy.
Doing it intentionally is crazy. But everybody's grown, too. You know, shit happens. It could have been a bomb threesome. Be upfront with things. Hello, there's nothing wrong with it. But then, like, you mind, he's also 5'2". It probably did hit. He's 5'2". He got to have some height somewhere.
I hope. Kendrick take me down. Never mind. So I was thinking about short men. That was like Kendrick Lamar. And just... What if he's a bottom? Because he got a lot of ass. Either way it go. Kendrick, yeah. I signed NDS.
Oh.
That's a nice looking man.
You know, hell yeah.
He got big ears. I know it, hang low.
Oh, my mother.
Sister, we have said worse on this podcast.
I always have to remember that my mother listens to this.
We have said worse on this podcast.
Well, at least it didn't crack.
We have said worse on this podcast. However, you know, hey.
I need to be down you first regions.
So I just again, there's only one Tory song I like, and it's Proud Family.
That's all I got. You go back, whoever you are, sir. And that's another thing. Let me tell you, dummy bitches, something. Just because somebody do something to someone that the collective has an issue with, does not mean you go and raise money for that person. Y'all are putting money on that man, Books, who stabbed him, and he's a fucking murderer and a pedophile. He was dating a 13-year-old and fucking raped and killed her. So to be putting money, to be raising money to give him to put on his books, a line. There's a fucking line. Yes, we can celebrate him stabbing him, love him down, but he clearly didn't do the fucking job right. So he don't get that much praise.
It's like the 3 attempted murders.
And then he already in jail for life. Shit. So not adding that little punk ass sentence on him ain't finna do nothing.
If you want to add something to somebody's books, go add money to the books of the man who child was killed by the officer, and he just went out and ran over and killed another officer. Add money to his books.
Yeah.
Add money to the man whose child was killed by the officer. So he pulled up to the officer's child prom and killed his daughter. So both of them had something to grieve about. Okay. Put money on his book. You didn't hear about that?
No.
Girl. Goddamn officer killed his goddamn daughter. He said, okay. Pulled up to the prom of the officer's daughter. Fuck.
Damn.
Took her right on up out of here. He said, you're going to grieve like I'm grieving. Put money on his books.
Or that little teenage boy. The one that defended himself against two white boys and stabbed him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put money on ours.
My Cash App is my first and last name. I take all donations. We also are taking donations for a business venture. So if you would like to donate to the business venture, we would really appreciate it.
Amen. And put pumps in the description when you send it. My Cash App is also $ Muskogee, capital MUSKOGEE. You're going to see a fat white woman dapping somebody up. Okay. You can't miss her.
You really can't.
You can't miss her because the shit too motherfucking funny to miss.
You really can't.
Put for punks.
Because the liquor license
is costly. It's costly. Renting space will be costly.
Getting the LLC
will be costly.
Filing a realtor
will be costly.
Employees
a little costly, but we got our mamas for right now. They gonna make it do what it do for at least 3 to 4 months. Security costly.
DJ Red costly.
Mm-hmm. Them chicken wings from Publix costly.
Girl, we just gonna go to the chicken house and get them. We gonna get it straight from the source.
Costly. Costly.
But then they give me the same bullshit they gave you. Let me just tell you.
That bitch said. Just take some time off you. I'll be perfect. You'll be fine.
Do I have some time all down? That's probably what I need to take too.
But you got a few in the AM/PM though. That's what I needed. Some time out PM. Out like a motherfucking light.
I won't get up church. You'll call me sister.
That's a damn shame.
Dead to the world. I'm gone. Laying my burdens down.
That's a damn shame.
Hey. I love sleep. On to Daryl.
Oh. Okay. I know this right, Monique. Mm-hmm. Your mama named you Daryl. I'm going to call you Daryl.
Your mama named you Daryl. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk about you.
Speaking of that whole... Oh, you can go ahead. I'll tackle up in a second.
Who, Monique? You want to go?
His mammy.
Oh, yeah, this leads up to it. Mm-hmm. That's great. Daryl, hey there. Not so sweetheart. You don't touch the Little Mermaid. Now we got a problem. Now, mind you, this behavior has been very much so present with you since you dated Ruby Rose. And during the period of time you was dating Hallie, it was very much so, you could tell that there was some type of jealousy going on here the entire time. When she was off doing her press tour for Little Mermaid, as well as she was doing the press tour for, because she did some of the press tour for, The Color Purple. You was Twitter finger down on streams talking shit with your 13, 16, and 19 year old motherfucking fans. But what that girl on TikTok said, you are nothing but a streamer that wanted to be a rapper that did not succeed at rapping. So you had to resort to streaming. Mind you, you did start on YouTube. But you wanted to be a rapper. So, to find out that after the relationship, that's when the abuse starts, when you're no longer with her, is even crazier. Because what you mean you broke in her house? What you mean you took this girl tooth? I'll get ready to say something so bad right then.
That's a chopper sign.
It's not. It's not letting the type of sign to her. I was getting ready to say something. At least you and your sister now have matching teeth. Because Chloe has a chipped tooth.
Oh, really?
She hit herself with a microphone. She right. But the things on her arm. And it's you bitches talking about some, well, this can't be real. This and the third, bitch. The judge granted a restraining order. No restraining order will be granted if there's no fucking evidence, you fucking goddamn backyard junkies.
That's not an easy feat.
It's not. It is really not. And then the only thing he used Halo for was fucking streams. Every time we saw him with fucking Halo, he was on a goddamn camera. We ain't seen no Halo on a camera since. And I've been so happy about that. Get that camera out that baby face. Get that camera out that baby goddamn motherfucking face. Shit. And then it's all these people trying to defend you.
It's the people who think... It's the people defending him saying, you know, I just want to be careful because Roc Nation not going to get Jay-Z and Beyonce. Not only do they not know you, they don't give a damn about you. But we'll stick to point number one, and they don't know you. That is a high place to put yourself on. Jay-Z don't know you. Beyonce definitely don't know you. So to think,
Blue Ivy doesn't know you.
Blue Ivy,
cause that's who I gotta go through.
Mainly gotta go through the manager. She don't know you. Miss Tina don't know you. Cause she can't read the books. She don't know you. So to think that Roc Nation is gonna come after your little streaming services.
And why would Roc Nation out of all people come for you? She signed on the Parkwood, Beyonce.
Saying it cause it sound good. Why? Tory Lanez. Come on.
That makes no logical sense.
That makes no sense. Now, could she use her access? Yes, because if I was Hallie, I would sue to shut all y'all. Since y'all think shit so funny.
If she don't.
Since y'all think shit so sweet. Because some of y'all have to keep in mind, you're still streaming from your parents' basement. Some of y'all are still streaming in your parents' home. Because you're not making enough money.
In the room that you grew up in.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody got to start somewhere. That's okay. But let's be mindful. The little bit you got, Roc Nation can't even wipe their ass with it. That's Kami Cow. To think that you are on such an elevated level to be under attack. And even if you were, let's be clear here. You see when Jay-Z and Kanye fell out, you know what happened? Distance. That's it. See, you gotta already be at a space to be in rooms with said people, to be in conversation with said people, to be invited in certain spaces with these people for Roc Nation to even take a stand against you.
And acknowledge you.
Not only have you not been in the room physically, your name hasn't been spoken in the room. You're not even invited to stand outside the room, across the street from said room, same city as said room. Because you see, last time I checked, the Beyonce and Jay-Z had 4 homes. And you know where one of those homes is not? In Atlanta, Georgia, where you bitches reside.
Damn. Hamptons, LA, Houston. What'll be the 4th one?
I think it's in the UK.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think they have one of those, I don't know what the fuck you call that motherfucker.
Well, you know, she had an apartment in Manhattan at one point.
Yeah.
But she got it from her mom.
Yeah, I thought she got rid of that. So yeah. Georgia's not on the list. It's not on the list. That's only the black mecca for... Ooh, that's rude.
Wannabes?
Not even that. Some of them... I mean, because you got, like, T.I. and people still there. But see, they're not A-list celebrities. Okay? I'll be generous and say B.
Yeah.
Maybe even C and D. Somewhere close to the E and F. But see...
You bitches ain't even a Z.
Okay.
You're not even on the alphabet.
You're following me here. Uh-huh. You're in the ramp.
Yeah.
You were in the
ramp. Ain't nobody going to stop you to take a picture.
Come on. Except for...
Children.
Desperate. Deceived. Lack of thought. Ignorant.
Impressionable.
Heavy on impressionable. Children. Who need to be there somewhere learning how to do long division the old-fashioned way. Okay? Learning how to do the motherfucking times tables. Alright?
What y'all know about doing your times table sheet in under 5 minutes? No, what was it? The minute times table sheet? You had a minute to do all them down there?
And bitch, I'm undefeated.
Ah. I used to love that shit.
Bitch, I'm undefeated. Y'all need to be somewhere learning something instead of watching these motherfucking... wannabes, can't even call them has-beens because they ain't been shit but dirty dicks
and punks.
I can't even name them children. That's what's sad. When I say I just forgot who the fuck Kasa and I was.
Really?
Bitch, you know why? Because they're fucking children.
Really?
And I don't watch that shit.
I just know Kyle bits on videos. Kyle doesn't seem like a bad person though.
Bitch, he's supporting Tory Lanez and DDG.
God damn.
Come on.
What have I been at?
Come on. Like, he's... There's two sides to every story, is what he said.
Well.
It's what he said. But I only just figured out who he is about 2-3 weeks ago. Because, I think it was his brother's room. That I think they redid that room. One of my employees helped repaint that room. Cause when he was like, yeah, I was at this person's house, and I was like, who the fuck is that? He's like, you don't know that I'm 30. I don't know who that child is. Who the fuck is that? He had to pull him up. Oh, you see, I don't know who that little nigga is. Congratulations. Did you get paid, bitch?
Did you get paid?
Yeah, they got paid.
Good amount.
They got paid. I think he was helping, so I don't think he got paid that much, but I do know they got paid.
Okay.
Well, I do know he got a little something. I told him, I said, you see your ass was in there, you should have been playing your motherfucking music. Because they was also streaming while they was in there. You should have been playing your motherfucking music in the background. So they could say, who that in the bag? Who that in the bag? Like, that was your moment. But I understand he did what he was supposed to do, which was go there and motherfucking paint. But she wasn't playing that music in the back. That boy got some talent. He got some talent on. I told him he need me to shake some ass in video. You call me. Call grandma. I put a leg up. I may have to stretch a little bit first.
Video where that was, that nigga got on that goddamn table and started shaking his ass. It was like,
back in the day,
back in the day, you had to rewind and see that shit and wait for it to come on tomorrow. This is a nigga throwing ass.
Fucking Gilly. I said, you call grandma. No, I make your video jump. Call some heavy hitters out there. Call some old school romp shakers.
The fact that man, the fact that man can't see that baby outside the city of LA.
But see, he doesn't need to. And I think people are not understanding why that's so important. We have to realize there are well over 7, if not well over 8 billion people in the world. There's no telling how many people go missing in a day.
Mm-hmm.
There's also no telling how many of those people are children. But what we do know is both men and women have a history of getting upset and disappearing with someone's child.
That's true, too.
That is very real. There's a reason why she put in there. He cannot get or apply for him a passport.
I am.
He cannot have his information. That means social security number. That means all of that. He is not privy to. Because what you can do with that information, especially when he is in custody, all it takes is a moment to disappear and never be seen again. And when people get in their moves, and he's one of those kind of people, to do something like that and then pretend like he don't know anything. And as you just said, all he wants is to have that baby on that stream so people can see, oh, I got my son, take care of my son. Well, no, you're not. Because your brother literally got online and said, yeah, when we have our kids, mom, we don't have them. Our mom does. And she brings them in there to us. I don't talk to my baby mama. My mom does. So if it weren't for your mama, you wouldn't even try to see your kid. Correct. You know how pathetic that is as a human being, as a fucking man? You're not here thine self. His brother recently just got on a stream and said, you know, if abuse was happening and I saw it, I'm not stopping it. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Even if it was his own little sister. And most men think that way. Most men do. There's a very small sector of men who will literally stand up for women if they were to see them being abused. Now, some men only will do so for the immediate woman in their life, i.e. their sisters or things as well. But I've also met men who will get upset if a man hits their sister, but also will go home and beat up their girlfriend. Which is also in the same parallel realm of, I don't like black women. I don't date black women. I don't have any respect for black women. But yeah, that doesn't apply to my mom and my sister or my aunts or my cousins, because they're family. But the rest of you bitches, yeah, no. You see, they were sisters. They may not be twins, but they're sisters.
I hate you niggas. Every day. Y'all give me a reason to hate you niggas. Every day. Every day you give me a reason to hate this nigga.
And then for him to act as if he didn't know.
That shit was funny.
That shit was...
Because you've been to court.
Bitch... Not only court, you have to be served.
You've been served.
You have to be fucking served.
Him. Aiden, don't worry about that, man.
But like, but you know what he didn't do? Say that name on that camera. He just said that girl name on that motherfucking camera.
The cease and desist.
They'd have been at that fuck nigga though. You might have gone for Cam Tiny Baby dog.
Cause you can't speak on him.
If he the fuck trying to say the girl,
we gonna her, oh hello.
And I think that's why he's using everybody else. That's why I say I would sue the shit out them niggas.
Them. I'm gonna. Hey. Hi. Yes. Can you send a cease and desist as well as a defamation? Can we start writing up a defamation lawsuit as well? Defamation character.
And I want to know for what purpose.
Because I need y'all to remember, Chloe is the sweet one. Hallie is not. Y'all thought it was the other way around.
I mean, I don't know. She clearly is sweet. Because only a sweet broad would be this dumb. No, she's going to get some too. Because you have to be willfully ignorant.
Correct.
To ignore signs of abuse and think it can't be you.
Because Ruby Rose did say she was in my close friends.
Correct.
And she saw me post the abuse that I was dealing with that man.
Correct. In addition to people telling her, hey, you shouldn't be dating someone like him. And yes, granted, people do tend to show different sides to people. Understandably, it does happen. But you can't ignore certain things. Even when she was hiding her pregnancy, he was doing all he could to show
that she was pregnant. Even the ultrasound on April Fool's Day.
Yes. And she just laughed it off. Oh, ha 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 ha. He's just being funny. No, sweetie, that's abuse. Did you want people to know you were pregnant?
I mean, that's also, I don't know if this is something I noticed. Girl, I'm not making that appointment. I just want you to know. I just don't know if it's something I noticed. She wasn't. I'm talking about my daughter's appointment. They can say, oh, Hun and Chloe separated due to the filming of The Little Mermaid. I also think they also wasn't as always near each other because of him.
Yeah, isolation.
I'm gonna eat some more ice.
Isolation.
Yeah. I don't. Because they was never really together anymore.
But also, I mean, careers are going different ways. Yeah. So I think people sometimes have to take that into consideration as well. Because she was filming the movie and Chloe was focusing on music. But Chloe was also in a film. Like, there's two different people. They're not gonna always be attached at the fucking hip.
Oh no, of course not. No, I knew that.
Like, they're just not. They're just not. Their money's not gonna be combined all the time. Like, it just isn't. They're growing up. They've gotten older. They're no longer the little girls that we used to see on YouTube.
Which Chloe had to ask, why is it so hard for y'all to see me as a grown woman?
And that's part of the reason why. And that's also why when you look at watching kid stars in general grow up, it is hard for people to get in their head, hey, these are adults. They are no longer children. They're adults, which means they're gonna do adult things. Drugs, alcohol, parties, sex, children. You know, like y'all broke ass parents. Okay? Same thing. Or like some of you broke assholes. Same thing.
Mind you, I've tend to see that this is only a bigger issue when it comes to the blacks, because the whites, they get away with it. Y'all, there was no question with Ariana Grande. Miley Cyrus had some pushback.
There was questions with Ariana. And especially with her coming out dating black. And then one of the men she messed with there was some
Miley had a little bit. Demi didn't have that much pushback. I mean, but it dies quickly.
Demi did, but I think the focal point on her became
jerks.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I mean, they had pushback, but it dies quickly.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Shit.
That's something that gets stabbed at every moment.
Yeah.
Every moment. Because people will always view them as an addict. Especially when you talk about when they were in those shows or in those movies. Because people start to go back and look at certain things and say, that bitch was high right then. Several of them were high right then.
The Jonas Brothers.
They were high right then.
My mind went to something so bad.
Who the fuck?
My mind went to Mary J. Blige and Whitney Houston.
High.
Sorry,
high right then.
We're talking about child actors.
High right then.
I don't know, but just from what I've seen, me personally, I just always noticed that the black child stars tend to get a little bit more pushback than the white ones, just in my point of view, from what I've seen. Mind you, different people see different things, people. We all don't see the same thing.
Correct, most definitely. Most definitely. But I also don't pay attention to them that much because I don't get no money for that.
That is true.
I don't get no money for that. My attention goes so far because they're people at the end of the day.
They are.
They're going to do what people do. They're no different. The only difference is their tax bracket. That's it. But that doesn't absolve them.
Their business tax bracket. Now, how much they make personally is different because what T.S. Madison said?
I know that's right. I make $11,000 a year. That's what she said. And when I figure out how she do it, we getting on that stack.
You pay yourself.
Amen. But I'm trying to hot the paperwork and getting that placement. I don't even want to be on the same name. I don't know who Pedro is. I just know they on payroll. Okay? How the account got linked to mine, I don't know that either. Okay? I don't know.
Immediately, this is me because I had an LLC and an EIN number. The EIN number is the business social security number. Mm-hmm. So even though your name is attached to it, it has nothing to do with your social security number. Your social security number is for your tax bracket. The EIN number is for the business tax bracket. If you saying that you paying your social security number $11,000 a year, even though your name is attached to that business, but that business has its own social security number because they ain't got shit to do with you because it's its own entity, you yourself gets paid $11,000 a year. However, the business with its own social security number as its own person gets $100,000+.
Amen.
A year.
Amen.
That's how that works.
That's education right there. You see, that's high quality education. Some of y'all ain't got that.
That's how that works. This is also why there are truck drivers on food stamps.
How I get some?
Bitch, yeah, we have to be 1099s.
I say, bitch, I made way too much money.
You have to be 1099. A lot of them are working for these companies as independent contractors, still company drivers, but they're working either as a corporation and or they have an LLC, and they are paying, the company is paying them the LLC, and then they are paying themselves out of their own LLC low enough to where they qualify for government assistance.
I deserve personally. Groceries is high.
As hell.
Groceries is high.
As hell. But as you can see, when we talk about this whole DDG and Hallie situation, we did hold both counties a part of it because
it's just a lack of a lot of things, and a lot of people do that. A lot of people in everyday life ignore these things again because you don't think it can or will be you, like, and it easily can be.
Easily can be.
We have to remember that abuse comes in different forms, which leads us to Sean Diddy Combs.
What did motherfucking Ari Lennox say? Emotional abuse can be worse than physical abuse. Sometimes.
Mm. I wish people would question. And this is even for real life. When people say, you know, anybody, you can date who you want to date. And yes, I do agree. I do agree.
People need to stop sitting right here.
Mm-hmm. They come from them being right there on my motherfucking couch all the time and sleeping right there. That's exactly what that is.
Girl, like, why am I sinking? Mm-hmm. She's not sink.
It's a $4,000 fucking couch. A $4,000 fucking couch.
You said jumping?
Quite literally. And beat $2,500 worth out of him. Because quite literally, it's a $4,000 couch. Sleeping and sitting consistently.
In the same area.
In the same fucking area. The same fucking area. All this goddamn couch space. A fucking ottoman. Or just be a fucking responsible parent. Buy a goddamn bed. But you know what? Not my problem anymore. I just gotta figure out how to get whatever that is there out and get it back to what it where it needs to be. Cause that there wasn't like that before.
I asked my mama.
Okay. Anyhow. One must always question. At a certain age, really, even if you're 25, personally, what do you have in common with anyone below the age of 23 at 25? Especially a 19-year-old. And so as we progress through the years, at 37, almost 40, what would Sean Diddy Combs have in common with the 19-year-old Cassie? And yes, people can play the game of semantics. So, oh, well, you know, he had access and his money and she wanted that. But as we discussed an episode or two before, that is something that has to be discussed amongst people in itself, because why are you at your grown ass age competing with men, young men, her age, and telling someone her age they can't do for you what I do for you? Of course they can't, fuck niggas. You've been alive longer. You should be able to do more. As a mentor, as an uncle, maybe even a big cuz. Not as her lover. Not as her lover. This case is strenuous, especially on her as a person, because she's currently with child. It is outlining a very high level of disgust. You know how nasty you gotta be to ask a bitch what she called her grandfather, and then ask her, or have her, not ask her, tell her she's to call you that from now on? Do you know how nasty, do you know how incestuous that is? And then to have her wear a necklace that says pop pop on it for you. Do you know how incestuous that is? That is nasty. That is nasty. And I don't think some of y'all remember. Cause I'm an old hoe. I've been around a long time.
Ancient.
How long? Hold on, bitch. But you know I'm a seasoned. And so I
bitch fucked the wrong way. Dust come out.
Bitch, I stand. Bitch, I talk every day. When I get up, you know I have to crack my back. Every fucking
you don't hear me over here cracking my right
now. I literally be standing. I have to even at work sometimes I have to like lean back. I'm talking about a good old delta lean. A good delta. I'm talking about all the way back. Oh yeah. Somebody I need that delta camera. Somebody said damn. I said hold on, bitch. Hold on. You cracked your back before, bitch?
Feeling good. You know what I need to order? On my old high school desk, you can lean over the back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like I didn't get a good ass nap in. Mm-hmm. My sleep schedule ain't been the same since.
I swear. But
anyway,
I'm old enough to remember when he had that girl tied up in like sexual bondage and took pictures and they got leaked online. I remember that. But I also remember you saw them one day.
They were gone the next.
And they were gone the next.
Back when you could wipe shit from the internet.
Without fail. Because you cannot see those photos. You can type it. You can put whatever you want in that search engine. They ain't coming up. They're not coming up. He's been grooming this girl to this, whatever he was doing, for a long time. For a very long time. And people can make the statement and say, oh, well, you know, she wanted it, she did it. And that may be fine and dandy. She's also said, yes, because I wanted to please him. I didn't want to make him upset. That right there is abuse in itself. When you are doing something for someone, something you know you don't want to do, so you do not make them upset,
that's abuse.
That is abuse. That is abuse. You don't go from not sucking dick, hopping straight over, learning how to suck some cock, to getting power drive from the back in one door and deep throat in the other. You don't just skip straight into that. That ain't how, it is levels to this. It take me a long time to become this whore.
Yeah, so see your mother listen.
My mother do listen to this podcast, child. Lord have mercy, Jesus. It took me a long time to get this experience, okay? Okay. You don't go from two red bones kissing in the back. You don't just skip to that part. You don't skip to that part. You kiss the ugly boy with the chipped tooth over there first before you decide you into girls, or at least some of us do. You don't just get there. And fool, did you hear the testimony of the guy? Did you listen to that? Did you read that? Bitch, let me tell you something. That man said they were paying him $4,000.
To do what?
To fuck her. And he said he got to a point because she was the most beautiful woman that he had ever seen. Now, I'm not saying Cassie's ugly because she's not. She's a very pretty girl. But let me tell you something. The most beautiful woman that you've ever seen in the New York City. In the New York City where the Renaissance started.
Wait, what time period was this? I forgot. That's 2000s, wasn't it? Uh-huh. So these bitches were still 90s fine. Yeah.
Like, you... In the New York City, you're saying that Cassie is one of the most beautiful women you ever seen. Let me tell you something. Not in this day and age of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where Halle Berry still walks this earth, where Beyonce exists, where Whitney Houston existed, Kelly Rowland. Sierra existed. Sierra,
right there. Hell.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Existed. MC Light. Shaka Khan.
Lil' Kim before the surgery.
Lil' Kim before. I'll even give Nikki a piece.
Yeah, you telling
Mariah V. Carey, Angela V. Bassett,
Gabrielle Union.
You saying that Cassie
Trina
took motherfucking the baddest bitch
Trina,
and if you call me a bitch, you better make sure you call me the baddest. Kaya
Foxy.
Foxy motherfucking Brown. God damn it. God damn it. Maya. Shantae Moore? Selena? Kiki Wyatt?
Yeah.
Mary J. D. Blige?
Yeah.
Aaliyah?
Coco?
DSWV.
Coco.
Got that in Vogue?
TLC. 702?
Tamika from Escape?
Tamika herself. Tamia.
Fucking Tamia. Tamia. My God, today.
Tamia. Amari? Amiri?
Melanie Fiona?
I don't even give you Marsha Ambrosius.
Partially.
I said, I even give you.
Yeah, partially. And no, stop.
The girls from JU?
Yes. These are some beautiful women we have named here, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to pull up some of these names and pull up Cassie. Again, not saying she's not beautiful, because she is.
Pull up in that time period.
She's a very beautiful girl. Very beautiful girl. This is early 2000s here. Just a little bit. This is around 2009, 2010. This is somewhere around that time. These are very beautiful women. And some of them are older, even in that time. Cassie is very pretty. Very pretty. But to say, again, even a regular degla smegla walking around New York City, you're not looking me in my face and telling me that Cassie is the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. You just must be that motherfucking butt ugly. Especially to fix your mouth and say, yeah, I just got to a point, sister. That man said he got to a point. Well, he told them he didn't even want the money because he was just so excited to be able to have sex with her. You are a trick. You are a prostitute. Let me tell you something. I don't care how good something is. Your job is to get the motherfucking money. Bitch, somebody paying you $4,000 to sling some dick as long as they tell you to sling it. Let me tell you something. The money is collected at the door. I don't give a damn. If it don't even happen, he literally said one day he couldn't even get it up to perform because Diddy had just beat her up in front of him. So he couldn't perform. Know your role, earn your spot. And in that place, it wasn't no spot to earn. You're a whore. Your job, my grandmother taught me, okay? Your job is to get the money. Can't nobody pay you for sex. This is priceless. The tricks I turn, you can't find that nowhere. You can't even pay for these kind of tricks. You can't even pay for what I do, okay? Let me tell you something. You can't pay for what I do.
It smells like your car in here.
You close that up. At least you know. Let me tell you something. One thing I don't buy. It's me. She's always Fantasia around here. Okay. Whitney in her prime. That high note that CeCe Houston hit, it ain't no way. Always.
Janet Jackson, sorry.
God damn it, Janet Jackson. Bitch, you're not telling me no motherfucking Cassie the finest woman you never laid eyes on. Bitch, and Janet Jackson walking around this motherfucker.
Touch me, taste me, please.
You not gonna do Janet. Y'all like to keep doing Janet. Janet had vocals. She just liked to whisper. She said y'all were gonna blow her chords.
That's why she still got them.
Y'all were gonna blow her chords. That's what she said. Janet done built it one good time on one good record.
Janet said, "You might not blow these chords. I might not blow these chords. However,
this is what you came for." But you can't. You don't let nobody pay you for sex. That's priceless. Your nooky cranny parts are priceless. You can pay me for my time. You can pay me for my conversation. It's some of the best.
Wait, so then why am I always put up for sale?
What you mean?
Sister, we need to get somebody to do something. Well, sister, I'm going to let you.
doing for?
Your mother listens to this podcast. Can you say my mama? Because she don't.
No. That is so shady.
None of my family listens to this podcast. Oh.
That is so shady.
Ah, is it?
No. Yes.
Is it?
To call it to the front like that, yes. Just a little bit.
They deserve it.
Possibly. But, you know, sister, I'd be confident that you're going to go in there and talk.
You know damn well. In this day and age.
Like I said, for me and over here, all you get is conversation. You don't make enough. Now, yes, does everybody have a price? Absolutely. Mine just happens to be a very high one.
I just want to have my bitches on a yacht in Miami. That's all I want to do.
That means he ain't taking a lot of penis, okay? Because I know I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not doing that.
It's all right.
You're going to have to pay me. You're going to have to pay me some hefty. Very hefty, actually.
Me. Sister, he's 83. Kiss him.
How much?
Yeah. We talking about a billionaire. He's 83. Kiss him.
Oh, okay. He's the billionaire, not me. How much? That's exactly what Tyler comes in. How much? I don't wait on the number. Throw me some.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh.
How much you throw you, I guess. Number hits.
What she said, the color purple? Hell no. What she said in the mail? I said, hell.
I'll give you $3 million to be.
To be in what? Oh. To be in what? My rib? It was a fairy. Yeah. You don't like show tricks? Oh, okay. Let's talk politics.
See, you realize you can't put enough strip pole in here.
Let's talk politics. Something. You know, something to get the things going. I'm going to make my money one way or another.
We at 115.
But it won't be no shinkering. I can't do nothing with that. I can't do nothing with that, personally.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I believe in you, too. But we do have to think about things. When we say, well, why didn't someone leave? And this even goes back to Hallie. When we think about people who leave, and even in real time, that's not always safe for people. That can be dangerous.
Speed Allen should have talked about that.
Right. It can be dangerous. People chase people down. People attack them. As we literally saw on video, when she was trying to leave, that man attacked her. She has left not once, not twice, but three times. You know what he did? Found her and beat her up one time. Found the new guy she was talking to. I think that was B.O.B. And blew his fucking car up. You think you're going to leave a nigga who has access and the power to blow a motherfucker car who can literally kill you at any moment? Bitch, are you crazy?
Damn, is that why his career ain't been the same?
Yes. Yes, actually. Yes. That's exactly why it was never the same. Because he had him blacklisted after that. He wasn't even sure they were actually dating. He just speculated and blew that man's car up. Yes. Diddy has always been violent. Always. And the third time she left, when she was with her husband at that, living with them, you know what he did? Broke into her house and raped her on her living room floor. Beat her up and raped her on her living room floor. So you have to know what you're saying when you say, why don't someone leave? Or why is it hard for someone to leave? And from a personal experience, as someone who had to grow up watching their mom beat up her husband.
Y'all heard that?
Swearing on a man now. Get your ass beat right here. When my mom was trying to leave for our safety, literally being chased through the streets of Mobile. Literally being followed. Everywhere. Because a motherfucker wants their way. Imagine being a nigga and he chasing you down. so you won't leave him. And he just got his motherfucking ass beat.
I'll just leave alone. Cause how tall is your mama?
5'5"
You let a 5'5" woman whoop your ass.
Cause if you think you gonna, as my mama say, you think you gonna hit and not get hit back, you are out your motherfucking mind. You are crazy as hell. My mother stood on, bitch, we gonna go lick for lick. I'm not tired until you tired. And bitch, I don't get tired.
Yeah, a 5'5" woman whoop your ass and you still chased her?
Huh?
You want scared she gonna whoop your ass again?
Quite literally every time.
Oh.
Every single time.
Oh.
Ass to grass. Every time.
He must thought he was gonna win a battle.
At some point. All of them did. At some point. Never was happening. It was never happening. The gal don't give up. Where do you think I get it from? That's what I tell people. Either you walking away or I'm walking away. Because if I put my hands on you, I know how far I'm willing to take it. And I don't get tired. I don't get tired. We can go the distance. We can go round for round. I'm never gonna get tired. Exactly. I'm never gonna get tired. I don't give a damn how big you are. I'm never gonna get tired. Because the longer I fight, the harder these licks gonna get. And yes, I'm willing to kill you. Absolutely. I don't care. I don't care. So you get into a fist fight with me if you want to. I have put my hand through a wall with the palm of my hand. You get into a fist fight with me if you want to. And I'm going to show you exactly who my mother raised me to be.
I don't know. I was expecting something else other than that. I don't know.
That's why I don't like fighting. That's exactly why. That's why I don't. That's why I told y'all that when we had that little spout with them boys, that school. TJ, no. That's why I told you, if we can squash it. Because if somebody swings, y'all must be ready to go to prison. You have to be prepared. Because I know when I start, there's no stopping. I don't give a fuck how many security guards you got. I don't give a fuck how many police officers standing around. I do not care. That don't faze me. Because if somebody touches me, I'm slapping them too. I don't give a fuck that they got tasers and guns. I don't give a fuck about none of that. And if I feel like I'm being hit by more licks than I should be, Well.
Wait, go get your purse.
Go get my purse. And if I call my cousins up here, if I call them country ass men up here, and I know they got work in the morning, well, I hope y'all prepared to fish fry. Because they're gonna do it. They're not gonna ask questions. They don't even ask questions. When my house got broken into, my cousin asked me one word: "Do you want me to burn the neighborhood down?" It can be done by the morning. You just say the words. You just say the words. They are always willing to go the distance. Hey, my family stops are murderers. I know where I come from. So that's why I don't need to. So, huh. But this young lady, let me tell you something. Y'all don't know what abuse actually looks like here. We have... I love psychology. Mental abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Mental abuse involves what? Verbal abuse. Because words get to a person's head. It breaks them down internally.
Mm-hmm.
It disrupts them.
It does.
Emotional abuse. Hello, what did I say? Emotional sometimes hurts more than the physical, i.e. cheating, because that plays on a person's feelings.
It does.
Psychological abuse. Ah.
Manipulation.
Look at you. You know your stuff. Manipulation and what?
Huh?
Manipulation and what? One more.
There's another
one? Uh-huh. If something go along with that, manipulation and...
What start with?
G.
Oh, bitch.
You put it in your car.
Gas? Uh-huh. Oh, gaslighting. Uh-huh. Gaslighting. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I was like...
We're in the room. Psychological manipulation of gaslighting. Come on, narcissism. Diddy is a narcissist. Amen. Financial.
Now, y'all be forgetting about financial abuse.
And that goes two ways. It's not just withholding money, which he did do to her, i.e. her albums, something that could have gotten her paid personally, but it's also overspending, her love bombing, if you will, which he also did for her, which would keep her intact and around because, well, yes, he treats me this way. Yes, he treats me bad and he does these things and he has me doing these things, but he also spends money on me and he takes me wherever I like to go and he buys me things. That's financial abuse. Physical. Of course, we know the physical.
We know physical.
But that's not just hitting, choking, biting. It's also reckless driving.
Yeah.
It's running a bitch off the road. It's swerving into another lane real quick to shake you up a little bit. It's driving 40 miles, really 20, but 40 to 50 to 60 miles over the speed limit.
Enough of your security systems will not save you if you're involved in a crash.
Come on. That's abuse. That's consent to sexual touching. When you don't have consent to do so, that's abuse. And social abuse. Hello. Isolation from friends and family.
I know y'all watch Why Do We Get Married? Why Did I Get Married? What homeboy was doing to Jill Scott, that was social abuse.
Come on. These are important things. These are important things. So imagine, people brought up the water sports, the pee thing, because he got up on the stand and was like, well, she asked me to pee in her mouth. You think that girl came up with that by herself? If she did, she's wrong. But let's be clear here. Every sexual act she performed, Diddy watched. He's a cuckold. He's into voyeurism. He plays with men. He likes that. To ask her to have him come on or come in her and then push it out and rub it on his chest and nipples. That's not something she just came up with by herself. That's something she was instructed to do and instructed to ask for. He just didn't want to be the one to say it. People need to get a real grip. A real grip. And what I would love for people to also understand and know is he has raised his children, not his daughters, specifically. Not yet, at least. Didn't get to it. But his sons were also participants, not with Cassie, because he wasn't going to allow that, but with other people, because at those sex parties, they did attend. One of his sons was actually reported for sexual misconduct on a cruise ship. Because he tried to force a young lady to have sex. Specifically the one that looks like him.
Yeah.
Ah. The idiot who literally made a diss song to the police. To my son, they checked the wrong house. A fucking clown. A fucking clown.
Damn. Yeah, go to the other one.
Having someone engage in sexual activity for 4 days straight, having on hand IVs, you know how much you have to have taken a body through for you to need an IV after sex? You know how dehydrated your body has to be? That girl said she had so many UTIs that antibiotics no longer worked. Because she was always getting them.
She was immune.
Quite literally. Quite literally. Do you know how much of everything had to be going on multiple times a night? And even as a man to be doing so, do you know how much stuff you have to be on to listen to another man tell you you're going to perform as long as I tell you to? You don't release until I tell you to. That's kinky to some people, but it's only kinky when it's you and your partner.
Oh,
that's
a, you know, that's what I'm talking about? A fucking sexual hell.
From what they have said, everything was protected. Like, condoms were involved. But, again.
You said that somebody was nothing. She had to push it back out, though.
Yeah.
That's not that was every time.
That, yeah. That's stuff that has been mentioned in the realms. Not in the court, but in the realms.
Oh, okay.
But, that's the putting baby. You don't put baby oil inside your vajayjay. You don't put that type of stuff inside you.
You're supposed to be using it for your anus.
This case, I hope they put him under the jail.
They more likely are.
Personally. Well, I've had conversations with some people believe he's going to walk. I got a bet going. It's okay. Ooh. I got a bet going. It's okay. I'm going to get my motherfucking money. I got to put him under that bitch myself. I need the money.
What time we leave?
I gotta make this money.
So what time we gonna hit that?
What time we make this money?
What's your head?
I got to make this money.
We about to dance a rave in this shit.
I got to make this money. I can't lose this. Like,
I got one thing to say. I'm not making it to the church house. Me wakes up. Sister, you ready?
Me. You about 20 minutes.
You ain't gonna get the message. Don't worry about it.
Give me about 20 minutes. I'll be up.
And that's exactly what I'm gonna do when you say.
Give me about 20 minutes.
But yeah, yo. It's goddamn DeVille don't pass by the screen so many times.
I swear. I think a part of my aggravation is, while this is such a publicized case, stuff like this happens every day.
Every fucking day. Like, what's happening now?
Come on. It's at your college parties. Some your of you fraternities campuses. And sororities.
Don't say it. Okay. Don't say it.
Okay. Some of y'all parents not gonna hold you. Some of y'all parents are swingers. Some of y'all are swingers. So there's that. But you gotta find out where the swinger parties be right here. You know, they say they be right here in our area where we stay at. They said them white folks be linking up, exchanging house keys. I'm gonna go sit at the park and.
We're changing house. We'll discuss. But yeah. Ain't nothing wrong being a swinger. Put a pineapple tattoo or something. I don't know.
Poor.
Y'all know I'm all for an open relationship. I am all for it. I am here for it.
He say that. That's what he says.
I do. But I'm a jealous bitch.
Exactly.
I am.
Some full of shit.
Jellyfish. Unless you tell me about it.
Yeah, he wanna watch too.
Yeah, I do, actually.
See what I mean? Did he? You see how you just
I would tell this so you must wanna fight, but I know I get my ass whooped. You so with
I'm tennis rule. Tennis rule.
I'm gonna put up a battle.
Then I gotta patch you up too. Bitch, I'm gonna be mad as hell. Be so goddamn mad. Be so motherfucking mad in here. Now I gotta clean this bitch up.
Me. Alright, sister, I feed my. Good fight.
I hate fight.
But yeah. Damn.
Ooh. Y'all be vigilant. Pay attention. I do encourage people to watch the case. Pay attention. Learn signs. Even for yourself. before you walk into something you never thought you'd walk into.
And this goes for men and women.
Absolutely. Because you would be surprised how many men is some shit. And you, I'm not going to say you think it's out of love, because sometimes it is out of love. But if someone is forcing you to do something, if you're doing something just to make someone happy and you're not also experiencing the happiness that they're experiencing, don't do
that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Do what Keke Palmer did in that Mary J. Blige music video. Run away, love, run away, run away, run away.
I don't know. She wasn't doing much running away. Too busy sitting on that goddamn bench crying.
Imagine a bitch sitting next to you crying on a bitch sitting next to you on the bench while you crying, going, run away, love, run away. Shut up, ho.
Bitch, I'm emotional. Goddamn bitch, bro, he's pregnant too. Shit, been mad as hell. But
peace and blessings.
Yeah.
Manifestations.
Yeah. Yeah, remember, if you want to donate to Ponks,
please.
Yeah. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you'd like us to discuss, some of y'all have our Instagrams. You bitches got our Instagrams. Some of y'all. Hit the gram. Hit the email that I sometimes forget to check, but I'll check it soon. Hit it. You know, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Please know. We love answering questions. We love talking about things. Clearly. Bitches can yap. Clearly.
Clearly. It's weird. An hour and 32 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah, you bitches got 2 episodes in 2 weeks. Ain't that great?
On just these motherfucking abusers.
2 episodes. We need 2 parties to go on.
Quite literally.
In season one.
On just these fucking abusers. That's crazy. We beat that song. Wait till we talk about church.